సావిత్రి బుక్ 2 క్యాంటో 6 కింగ్డమ్స్ అండ్ గాడ్ హెడ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద గ్రేటర్ లైఫ్ పేజ్ 199-201. ఇన్ ఎ మెమరీ బిహైండ్ అవర్ మార్టల్ సెన్స్ ఎ డ్రీమ్ పర్సిస్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్జర్ హ్యాపీయర్ ఎయిర్ breathing around free hearts of joy and love, forgotten by us, immortal in lost time. A ghost of bliss pursues her haunted depths, for she remembers still, though now so far, her realm of golden ease and glad desire, and the beauty and strength and happiness that were hers. In the sweetness of a glowing paradise, in her kingdom of immortal ecstasy, halfway between God's silence and the abyss. This knowledge in our hidden parts we keep, awake to a vague mystery's appeal, we meet a deep unseen reality, far truer than the world's face of present truth. We are chased by a self we cannot now recall, and moved by a spirit we must still become. As one who has lost the kingdom of his soul, we look back to some God phase of our birth, other than this imperfect creature here, and hope in this or a diviner world to recover yet from heaven's patient guard, what our mind's forgetfulness we miss, our being's natural felicity, our heart's delight we have exchanged for grief, the body's thrill we bartered for mere pain, the bliss for which our mortal nature earns, as earns an obscure moth to blazing light. Our life is a march to a victory never won. This wave of being longing for delight, this eager turmoil of unsatisfied strengths, these long far files of forward striving hopes, lift worshipping eyes to the blue void called heaven, looking for the golden hand that never came, the advent for which all creation waits, the beautiful visage of eternity that shall appear upon the roads of time. Yet still to ourselves we say, rekindling faith, oh, surely one day he shall come to our cry, one day he shall create our life anew and utter the magic formula of peace and bring perfection to the scheme of things. One day he shall descend to life and earth, leaving the secrecy of the eternal doors into a world that cries to him for help, and bring the truth that sets the spirit free, the joy that is the baptism of the soul, the strength that is the outstretched arm of love. One day he shall lift his beauty's dreadful veil, impose delight on the world's beating heart, and bear his secret body of light and bliss. But now we strain to reach an unknown goal. There is no end of seeking and of birth. There is no end of dying and return. The life that wins its aim asks greater aims. The life that fails and dies must live again. Till it has found itself, it cannot cease. All must be done for which life and death were made. But who shall say that even then is rest? Or their repose and action are the same in the deep breast of God's supreme delight. In a high state where ignorance is no more, each movement is a wave of peace and bliss. Repose God's motionless creative force, action a ripple in the infinite, and birth a gesture of eternity. A sun of transfiguration still can shine, and night can bear its core of mystic light. The self-cancelling, self-afflicting paradox into a self-luminous mystery might change the imbroglio into a joyful miracle. Then God could be visible here, here take a shape. Disclosed would be the Spirit's identity. Life would reveal her true immortal face. But now a termless labor is her fate. In its recurrent decimal of events, birth, death are a ceaseless iterations points, the old question mark margins each finished page, each volume of her efforts history. A limping yes through the aeons journeys still, accompanied by an eternal no. All seems in vain, yet endless is the game. Impassive turns the ever-circling wheel. Life has no issue, death brings no release. A prisoner of itself, the being lives and keeps its futile immortality. Extinction is denied its soul escape. An error of the gods has made the world, or indifferent, the eternal watches time. End of Canto 6.